My mother passed away 8 years ago, Andre Cordova.
And my mother passed away 1 year ago, Josh James.
And welcome to Sabotage. This episode is in honor of Rocío Yane Cordova Villegas.
And Terry Birtles.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Andre. Long time no see.
I think I saw you on your birthday last.
Yeah, that was like 2 months ago.
You know why that might be?
Next question.
Yeah, we're not going to go over your choices in this episode.
Yes.
But
yes.
We are here to talk about Mother's Day.
Yes.
With Mother's Day, we'll start light. Well, as light as we can be. Here's the thing, right? Because some of us no longer have mothers, or if you don't have a good relationship with your mother, then Mother's Day is a bit annoying or taxing. I think in our situation, it is a time of grief.
Yeah.
That becomes easier over time.
Yeah.
As the years go by.
Yeah.
Is this the first Mother's Day or the second one?
The second one.
Yeah, because yours passed
in March last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Something that I found really annoying to begin with surrounding Mother's Day was being bombarded with like emails and seeing stores be like, get this for Mother's Day, and all these ads like, treat your mother to something, blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah.
Have you gotten the same thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Does it also make you feel some sense of like irritation and rage?
Yes. I feel like I have like anger. It's like they shove it in your face, like especially like recently.
Yeah.
I've been seeing ads and stuff. Oh, you know, get her this for Mother's Day. And they've even had a Mother's Day stall at my work.
Oh, God.
And that was like, oh, cool. My mum's dead. But
literally.
But yeah, so it angers me a bit. My mum's not here anymore and I can't buy her anything.
It's not a very nice reminder.
No, it's definitely not. Like, it's hard enough as it is, like, living every day. And
I wish that, at the very least, they would be more neutral about it.
Yeah.
It might sound silly, but just saying that you have a Mother's Day sale, something like that.
Yeah.
I think I and others would very much appreciate over, get this for your mother. Like, you know, do this, do that to show that you appreciate her.
Yeah.
Like, take away that assumption that everybody has a fucking mother because they don't.
No, that's right.
Especially coming from a couple of queers, like same-sex parents are a thing too.
Yeah.
Again, it's a time that raises questions or it raises feelings and emotions that you really didn't fucking ask for.
No.
So like, that's right. You know, I know to start off, I was just like, fuck off.
Yeah, I know. And like, especially last year because Mother's Day was so close to and my mum died. So it was like right in your face. So yeah, I was obviously, I had a lot more anger and, you know, sadness last year about it. But like this year, it's still raw for me, but like it gets easier by the year. So
you're not obligated to say that.
Yet. I know.
Because like, it doesn't feel like it to start.
No, especially since like my mum's death is like still quite recent. So
if anything, I've been impressed at how you handle yourself emotionally.
Yeah. Like after my mum died. Yeah,
since she passed.
I know. I've shocked myself at like how I've handled the grief.
Then again, maybe your choices are what you're fucking up with there.
Oh my God.
You know?
Maybe that's how I'm dealing with my grief.
Yeah, literally.
Might be onto something there. Oh my God.
But aside from that, I do think that you've done well. Maybe that's also the norm as well. Like everybody handles it differently, but I really can't gauge that properly because of my BPD.
Yeah.
I was always prone to being very emotionally unstable.
Yes.
So when you add grief into the mix, it is not fun. Mm. It is so fucking hard. I do not have the words to express how fucked up it is to have BPD and go through grief.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I struggle on a good day to regulate my emotions, but grief makes me crazy.
Mm.
Like, the equivalent for me with how your mother passing and Mother's Day being close together is Mother's Day and my birthday being close together.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is on the 12th, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And my birthday's on the 17th. Mm. So that amplifies it because it's also that very fresh reminder that she's not here for my birthday again.
Yeah, no, but I feel like I relate to that in a way because my mum died 10 days before my birthday.
She died 2 weeks before my sister's.
And I know, like, my mum really fought hard to stay. She wanted, of course, didn't want to leave, but her body just couldn't handle it anymore. So, you know, I understand.
Same with my mum.
Yeah, it's just, it's a hard reminder, like, every time I come up to her anniversary, and then my birthday is not long after. So it's bittersweet.
Having a birthday.
Yes.
Totally valid. In saying that, I do want to acknowledge that it's going to be hard regardless when you're living with grief to have bittersweet birthdays. On the subject of grief, once you experience it, you're in a long-term relationship with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll never leave you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come and go, but you learn to live with it. You have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it consumes you.
Yeah.
It's like a toxic partner who eventually gets therapy.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, if we're in this for the long haul, maybe there's some peace and tranquility that we can find within
it. Yeah. Grief is like the stalker Martha from Baby Reindeer. Have you seen it?
No.
No, yeah. It's just, it never goes away, like, no matter how hard you try.
I've heard of that show?
Yeah.
Movie?
The show, yeah. Based on a true story. So,
yeah.
So grief is like that because I've just watched it. So, yeah.
He's making those references the kids make.
Yeah.
There's like current fucking, yeah, I forget what the word is,
yeah.
But gotta learn how to cope.
Yep. Get those unhealthy coping mechanisms.
No, find healthy ones.
Yes, yes.
Like,
don't listen to me.
Having a support network is so incredibly important.
Oh my God, yes.
In your well-being and ensuring that you get through the worst of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which I did not have, unfortunately. So my period of grief lasted a lot longer and I was subjected to people who took advantage of me instead.
Yeah.
I reckon from what I've seen, you've had a really great support network.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's been like the biggest thing for me was having family around me and like my mum's side, especially.
Your mum's side, i.e. your relatives.
Yes, my relatives. Yeah. But like
they just abandon you. That'd be weird.
I know. But yeah, like we weren't as close before, but like now we're a lot more closer. So I feel like my mum's death, you know, definitely helped us bond stronger.
Right.
Yeah. If that makes sense.
What? It does. It does. I just think it's, I don't know why I think it's kind of funny because my mind goes like, oh, so they hated you before.
Well.
Death often brings people together.
Yes. Yes.
It's a reminder that life is fleeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
In saying that, the longest thing we'll ever do is be alive.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you may or may not believe in, mm-hmm. we don't know what happens after. Best to assume it's nothing.
Yeah.
Or whatever makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Fact is, we're alive here and now. We should make the most of it.
Exactly.
We should cherish those we care about, those around us.
Yeah.
Treat others with respect and kindness.
Yeah.
And, you know, make a man cry.
Yeah.
When he's a shit cunt.
Yes. Make that one of your life goals.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. If you aren't tearing terrible men down, what are you doing?
Yeah. What are you even doing with your life?
Like, yeah.
Come on.
It's God's work.
Do better.
By the way, we completely unintentionally color coordinated.
We did not speak about this at all.
I think it might have been subconscious though, because part of the reason that I wore pink was the fact that my mother died from brain cancer.
Okay.
Cancer, the color representing it is pink.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
So that's why I did that.
Yeah. Especially breast cancer, which is what my mum passed away from.
Yeah.
They had the pink ribbon for breast cancer. So, yeah.
Look at us.
I know. Look at us.
Doing this for our mothers.
Yes. We're such good sons.
Yeah. Too bad they don't get to know that anymore. Especially because, look, with my mother having passed.
Yep.
Quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that she's missed out on. It's sad.
Mm.
It's a bit rough.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that I wish she could have been present for.
Yeah. No, I definitely feel that with my mum.
Like, even a year later, like, I'm sure there's...
There's plenty of stuff that I wish that has happened.
I wish she was here to kick some sense into you. Though, your mother would probably be, like, the super supportive type. Like, I'm happy you're happy.
Yeah. But
or that you feign happiness.
But she also knows when to call shit out when it's when she feels it's wrong. Because my ex-boyfriend was not good for me.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. And she was like, Josh, you need to break up with him because there's no future in dating that.
There's no future there. She sounds like me.
Yeah. I guess she didn't want to go to a wedding of me and him because he's so trashy. So,
I'm not paying for that.
Yes, yeah, I'm not investing in the wedding with that piece of shit.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, but you know, so much has happened in my life. Like, I got a new job and I was definitely a lot closer with my mum than I am with my dad and my brother because I have feminine energy. I'm a feminine gay. So, shocking,
right?
You're
one of those?
I'm one of those,
I couldn't tell.
Oh my God, yeah, groundbreaking. But I feel like, you know, now, like, I've gotten a bit closer since my mum died to my dad and my brother, but I still miss, you know.
Of course.
Like, my mum was my best friend. Like, I talk to her about everything that I don't feel comfortable about talking to my dad and my brother with, so.
I can relate.
Yeah.
In spite of the problems, the problematic relationship that I had with my mother, there's just something about that mother-son bond.
Yeah.
That was a lot stronger, especially for gays. That's often the case.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, it's just a shame that I have more memories that are negative than I do that are positive.
Yeah.
But silver lining, shortly before she got diagnosed, we began repairing our relationship, and that was effort on her part. I mean, it makes it worse because I'd spent so long being abused. I'm trying to think of how to keep this succinct and to the point, but when you grow up abused, you don't owe your parents shit. I mean, I don't think you really owe them anything anyway, unless they go out of their way to create a good life for you because it was their selfish decision to have a child in the first place, whether they were ready to or not, whether they should be parents or not. And in my case, my parents should not have been parents. They were very bad people. At the same time, there's trauma there, there's history, there's struggle that was then imparted on me because my mother hadn't processed it and she hadn't been diagnosed with BPD. She had all this trauma from her upbringing. When you compound that with the fact that neither of us knew we had BPD, and I didn't learn that until much later, in spite of all the meds she was consuming that triggered her borderline, a lot of the time, she made the conscious effort to not take it out on me. She knew that this was her last chance to have a relationship with me because I was ready to cut my parents out of my life. And I've said this to quite a few people, but had my mother been diagnosed and died the year before, I would not have given a shit. I would not have cared, would not have given a flying fuck, because at that point and for years prior, all I wanted was for my parents to just drop dead. They were terrible to me. They were awful. So I wouldn't have cared. But what I was saying before is that it's almost worse that she made the effort and genuinely changed. Because in that last year, I grew to love her again. Now, I live with grief. So thank you and fuck you. Yeah. That's where it's like, it's complicated. It's not black and white like a lot of people would have you believe. I spent a lot of time being very angry with my mom.
Yeah.
Even after she died. And I had every right to.
Yeah, of course.
It was a lot to process. I wasn't going to flip like that and be like, oh yeah, great. Let's just make the most of it while you're still here because we don't know what's going to happen. I struggled to go visit her in hospital, though I still did, but not nearly as often as I wish I had. However, I will never blame myself for that because it is not on me. It is on them. My parents fucked up. They made that choice to mistreat me. And those are the consequences.
Yeah.
Regardless of if you're on your deathbed. I will always wish that we had more time, but I will never blame myself for how I felt, no matter how much it hurts over the years. I will always appreciate that my mom did what most people could never do, and that's change.
Yeah.
I think it's important to acknowledge that these complicated situations exist. This is a very complex dichotomy of emotions.
Yeah.
Where you can grieve somebody. And I think a lot of people, when watching my podcast, would be quite confused because if you pay attention to the moments where I talk about my mother, there is affection there and there's obviously grief.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I will acknowledge, oh yeah, I was abused growing up. So without the full context, it's like, I'm not sure what people make of it, but that's what happened. Like, that's the story as to how I ended up as somebody who is grieving the loss of their mother, despite the fact that she had been previously abusive. I need more alcohol. Moral of the story, do not feel guilty about the resentment that you have towards abusive parents and do not feel pressured by others. I don't know on what level you would receive this or if you've had to experience it at all. Mm-hmm. Because I've always grown up with people who are like completely oblivious to the notion that someone's home life is not rainbows and daisies. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, how could you hate your parents? Like they think it's an mm-hmm. exaggeration. Yeah, and
but they truly don't understand or get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
what you've been through.
So. It baffles them. Like yeah. the notion that there are bad people out there mm. and those bad people could be your parents.
It truly shocks them.
Yeah. Yeah. So the way that ties into the grief and ties into how people try to console you, mm. the wake.
Yes.
Following the funeral, mm-hmm. tell me your story with it. Specifically, when you have all these people giving their condolences.
Yeah, it becomes a bit overwhelming with how many people come up to you because pretty much when something like that happens, you're pretty much the spotlight. The spotlight's on you because you're the immediate family of the deceased person or the mother. I don't like being in the spotlight like that. Like, I like being in the spotlight like this, like on a podcast, but it was very overwhelming for me and I have social anxiety. So yeah, I did not like it at all. But like just in general, like people coming up to you and saying they're sorry, like, but you're not really because you don't understand what I'm going through. Like I don't like them apologizing for something they don't understand or get.
I've always felt weird about people apologizing yeah. on behalf of the deceased.
Yeah. Yeah.
That has always irked me.
Yeah.
And look, I understand that it's good intentions.
Yes, of course. Like the thought is there, but like...
I think it's because no one ever knows what to say.
Yeah.
So for some reason, humanity has defaulted to, I'm sorry for your loss.
Mm. Yeah. And I'm like... I can't imagine what you're going through. How's that yeah. supposed to make me feel better? Yeah. It's not about you, bitch. It's yeah, like, about
and
me.
What? And what, bitch?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And off you fuck.
Yeah. I do resent it. I try to be understanding, but at the same time, I'm like, why should I? Yeah. Why should I make excuses for everybody else because they don't know what to say? Mm. It's like, we get where you're coming from.
Mm.
Part of me can't help but think, why are you apologizing? It's not like you killed her. Like,
yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
You aren't the murderer. Yeah. Like,
yeah. That's what is weird to me, but that's because I take things so literally.
Yeah.
So otherwise, I understand the sentiment. It's just, I have learned through my own experience that it's much better to say nothing that I could say is going to make you feel better,
mm.
but I'm here for you.
Yeah.
If you don't know what to say, it's okay to not say anything at all. I mm-hmm. think times like that, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Just give them a hug.
Yeah. Be there for them.
You don't need to say sorry.
No. Please don't. Thanks.
Though I'll tell you what happened at my mother's wake. You had people telling stories
mm-hmm.
that I hadn't heard before. So mm-hmm. it was like work colleagues yeah. from way back or
yeah,
whatever.
No, I felt that, yeah.
I remember one of her old work colleagues was saying something to me about how she'd always talk about me.
Mm-hmm.
I got angry, except I was so tired, so drained. I just bawled my eyes out at the funeral. My BPD kicked in, hardcore. I didn't flip out at anyone. I was just like... Oh, like, that's so weird, though, because I was being abused. Like, I was really depressed and stuff.
Yeah.
I was just being super open, and they were so confused
mm.
because they knew my mother one way. Find it very easy to believe that she was misguided and mm. had a lot of trauma that she didn't process, and that manifested in forms of abuse.
Because,
mm. like, I'll always stand by the statement that my stepfather was fucking worse. He's still a cunt. I hate that motherfucker. Moving on. So, yeah, it was just a bit shocking to mm. a few people there because yeah. I was just like completely unfiltered. Again, not in a malicious way, not in a trying to get revenge no. way. I was just being honest. Yeah. I was like, that's so weird because that wasn't my experience, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's just how you are as a person. You just no filter.
No, I've done a lot better. You didn't know me back then, obviously.
Mm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
like the level of unfiltered was insane.
Wow.
I really struggled to make friends and stuff because mm. I just couldn't communicate normally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I finally had an explanation for that once I got diagnosed. However, the years prior, I was naturally working on becoming more personable.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so fed up with being misunderstood all the time.
Yeah.
But That's the life of someone with BPD. So that's what happened at the wake. I just find it kind of funny though, because it's like, that's never going to be clarified for these people. Yeah. They're literally just going to be forever confused if it pops up in their memories. Like,
they'd be like, what was that?
The cause of death itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for my mom, it was brain cancer. I've touched on how she had a couple of brain tumors. Mm-hmm. What was the situation with your mom?
So she had a lump in her breast, like 2013. It was primary breast cancer. They did chemo, radiation, and they did surgery to remove the lump from her breast. And she was in remission for 5 years. She took tamoxifen, which was to try and make sure it didn't come back again. But obviously that didn't work. And so 5 years later, she started having breathing issues and like in her lungs. So she went to the doctors. Her doctor said, oh, it's just, you know, leftover residue from when you were smoking 30 years ago. It'll go away by itself. So she
said, it's just that lead poisoning you grew up with as a child because you're a fucking boomer.
So she was like, okay. And then she, you know, it obviously didn't go away. So she went to a different doctor and they told her to go to the hospital immediately and get, like, you know, tests done. And they found that breast cancer cells had spread to her lung and they started, their lung was built up with fluid that was caused by the breast cancer cells. So it had metastasized to other parts of the body. And when it moves to, when breast cancer moves to the other parts of the body, it becomes stage 4, which is mean it's terminal and there's no cure for it. So that was very hard. I kind of found out on my own that it was terminal and stage 4 because my parents didn't want to tell me because they knew I was a very sensitive person. You know, she told me the name of the cancer and I did my own research and obviously, you know, I went through a very depressive episode after learning the mortality of the disease and it was actually much more serious than I thought it was. She lived with the stage 4 of the disease for about 4 years. She was on a few different treatments because with stage 4, you do treatments until the cancer becomes resistant to the treatment and you try something else and then, you know, repeat. She did a treatment for about 2 years and then that stopped working and the treatments after that just didn't work and she deteriorated pretty quickly and then she died.
I do recall that your mother had it for years.
Yeah, yeah. But she was a fighter. You know, she fought it hard and, you know, some women live with metastatic breast cancer for like decades and I wish, you know, I really wish that my mum would have been one of those people, but, you know, it's okay. No, it's not.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with my mum, it was the same year that she got diagnosed and passed away.
Yeah.
It was so quick.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever type of brain cancer she had, mm-hmm. I forget the details, mm-hmm. it was very aggressive.
Yeah.
That first tumour was like on the outside of the brain. Mm-hmm. They were able to remove that.
Yeah.
But I remember she was in so much pain going through chemotherapy and wanting to keep her hair.
Yeah.
But like not being able to in some parts and she had a stroke at one point where she lost some of her vision.
Mm.
Like her peripheral vision was gone.
Oh.
So I remember a couple of times we went out. Like I think we went and saw a musical and then went for dinner afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you rock up and the waiter guides you to your table? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens if you're in the city. Like my mom starts walking the other way.
Oh.
And I just went and like looped her arm and was like, this way. And she's like, oh, like, yeah, because her vision was just gone. So she, from that point, couldn't drive anymore. Yeah, fun stuff like that.
My grandmother, my mum's mum, I never met her because she died before I was born. She had a brain tumour and, yeah, died pretty quickly from it. She was only 54.
Wow.
So, but yeah, it was an aggressive brain tumour. I don't know if she had a stroke, but like she was obviously slurring her words and they didn't know it was cancer at the time. That ties into where I get my strength from, of the grief that I've dealt with. You know, my mum was only 25 when her mum died. So, you know, obviously she had a lot of strength dealing with the grief. So I think I get the strength from her, from my mum. Yeah, sorry about make it about me, but...
How dare you?
I know. I always find a way to bring it back to me, you know.
Honestly, I think this is just an opportunity to talk about our mothers because Mother's Day just doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah.
Do you have a funny story involving your mother?
Oh, there were so many. There was probably...
You're like, she was a kooky bitch.
Especially when she got drunk. Like, she would...
Really?
Yeah, she was like a different person.
So was mine, but not in a good way. Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, she was like a very fun drunk.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I remember she went to my cousin's hen's night. She obviously, you know, had a bit to drink and then, you know, was a bit wasted and had alcohol poisoning and came home and was like throwing up a bit. And of course, me being the, I guess, the dramatic bitch that I am, I was like crying. I was like, oh my God, my mum's going to die. Mum, don't die. And she was just vomiting from alcohol poisoning. I was like sitting in front of her vomiting as she's vomiting and I'm like, oh my God, Mum, I can't do this. And then I ran off and locked myself in my room, in the dark room, and was crying some more.
That's so extra.
I know.
That was really you trying to make it about you.
Yeah, yeah, of
course.
That's
wild.
Yeah, and I was like a kid back then, so you know, yeah. I've always made it about myself from the beginning.
Very theatrical.
Yes, yes. Another one was like she got drunk at a family dinner on a family holiday and she... We saw this random scooter in the laneway and she got on it and was trying to like ride it and push it. Yeah. And I took photos of her and she's like, her eyes are like half shut.
That's so funny.
Oh my God. Yeah. They're probably like two of my favorite memories of her.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
She was fun. Yeah.
I can see where you get your alcoholism
from. Yes. Yes. You know, it runs in the family.
Yeah.
Genetic. Some would say.
My mother wanted to take my sister and I on overseas trips, like individually.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that was to New York. You can blame Glee for that. But I think it's FIO.
Okay.
Whatever the acronym is, there is a toy factory that's not a factory, but like a museum over in New York. I think it's the place that they filmed part of Big. I don't know if you've ever seen. Basically, this kid makes a wish on a fortune thing and turns into an adult, but he's still got like the mind of a kid. It didn't age well. I don't think it's aged well, probably, because okay. It's a child in a grown man's body. Anyway,
yeah.
Then again, a lot of men are. So at one point in the movie, they're at this place and there's like a floor keyboard. Floor piano that you can dance on and it plays music.
Oh my God, I think I remember this movie, yes.
So they have that at this place.
Yeah.
Firstly, early on, given that we were both impulsive for having BPD and not knowing it, my mum suggested that we get that floor piano thing. And at first I was all for it. And then I'm like, oh, but it would have to ship over to Australia. Yeah. And wouldn't that be expensive? And also, where are we going to put it?
Yeah.
So by the end, we decided against it. But we were close to getting it and it would have been a fucking waste of money.
Yeah.
So there's that. But then afterwards, we went to a nearby cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's like more Latinos in America, in the US, they could quickly recognize that my mother was Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to order food, they spoke to her in Spanish. This guy says something to her and she turns to me looking confused and I translated for her. I was like, he's asking what you want to eat. And she just starts laughing. She's like, oh, like, because she spent so long speaking English at home.
Yeah.
And having to improve her English for her career. Quite literally, like, I became the translator. And if you know anything about our history, it's like, whenever we went to Peru, Mum was the translator, right? Because she spoke completely fluent Spanish. She grew up there. She's Peruvian. Like, it was a funny moment because the roles had reversed.
Mm.
We can still appreciate our mothers, even after they're gone.
Yeah.
I'm learning to be less angsty about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've made a lot of progress.
Yeah.
As I said, it's been 8 years.
Yeah.
I miss her. Yeah. I'm always going to miss her.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote songs about it. Like, I Hate Cancer.
Yeah.
From my Psychotic album is obviously about my mother. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good song.
Very good song.
Yes. Go listen to it if you haven't.
Yeah, so to wrap up on Mother's Day, do you have any thoughts?
Any closing thoughts? Yes. You know, I'd say, you know, appreciate your mother. If you, you know, obviously have a good relationship with her and you have little fights, you know, don't hold grudges. You know, appreciate your mothers because they're not always going to be there for you. So appreciate them while you have them because, you know, they'll help you become a better person. And I feel like, you know, my mum definitely shaped me to be the person I am right now. A bitch, no.
I was going to be like a shit cunt.
No, but yeah, she definitely grounded me in being the person I am today.
Mm.
So I will always appreciate and love her for that. And
don't be afraid to show the people that you love,
yeah,
that you love them.
Yeah.
And I do feel for the mother daughters who,
yes,
often do not have good relationships because mothers tend to take out their internalized misogynistic, like,
yeah,
problems on their daughters.
Yeah.
But we're here to represent that it's okay to feel however you feel,
yeah,
about your family members, yeah, particularly your parents.
Yeah.
You can still appreciate the good,
mm-hmm,
and reflect on the bad and be like, yeah, that was not okay.
Yes, of course.
Don't let anyone tell you, you don't hate your parents. That's what I would get a lot. I'm like,
yeah,
I did, yeah, bitch. Fuck off.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quit invalidating other people's feelings,
yes,
and recognize the fact that everybody's experience is different.
Yeah.
And just be there for those who are struggling.
Yes. Yeah. Don't feel obliged to feel a certain way.
Exactly.
About, you know, your parents or your mother. You know, everyone has different upbringings and different experiences. So however you feel is valid.
We appreciate the women in our lives.
We do.
The good ones, the troubled ones who are at least working on themselves.
Yes.
They're generally doing a lot better than men because men are the worst.
Yes. men are trash.
Men are garbage trash.
Yeah.
Case in point.
Excuse me? Are you talking to me?
There's not a lot to say on Mother's Day for us. I genuinely cannot think of anything else.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they advertise. And like they force it down your throat and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's really an opportunity just for us to talk about our mothers because in spite of her flaws, she was a hell of a woman.
Mm.
She was a bad bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And it explains a lot of where I get this from.
Yeah. I feel like it's the same for me too.
She was very strong-willed.
Yes.
And defiant and... Yeah, she was so smart and beautiful. Ah, she kicked ass.
Yes, she was a bad bitch.
Yeah. And if anything, I just wish that we could have conversations about how I understand so many of these issues that she was struggling with.
Yeah.
Because I've had them too.
Mm.
From trauma to racism to discrimination, etc. Like, more than anything... God, I wish she was here.
I feel you.
8 years later, yeah, and I still wish that I could turn to my mother. So
I know, yeah.
Yep. Make day. The most of your relationships.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say life is short, but you know. I just want to touch on like you saying that your mom was a badass bitch and stuff, you know. I feel like the same. My mom was the same, you know. She came from, and she did a lot to improve where, like, her upbringing.
Yeah.
She had a bit of a shit upbringing. You know, her dad was a horrible person. And
same with my mom.
Yeah.
Her dad was a policeman and he was abusive.
Yeah, yeah. You know, she was like, she went to school and then she was like, I don't want to have this life for myself. So she went to uni and studied and, you know, got a good job and, you know, she, you know, was able to provide for her family. Like, you know, my brother, my dad and myself. So, you know, she really came a long way from what she, you know, was brought up in. And I think that's a testament to her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, coming from shit.
My mother migrated countries.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she may have fucked up with the raising kids bit, but
yeah,
she did a lot to improve her state of living, her life, the life of her kids in other ways. So yeah,
yes,
to the badass women in our, who were in our lives.
Yes. Cheers.
Yes. This concludes our episode on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. So happy for you people who still have their moms. Mm.
Oh my God. Love that for you.
Yeah, love that for you. Thank you for being here, Josh.
Thanks for inviting me back. Hopefully I'll be back again.
I'm like, I want to say something, but I don't want it to be mean.
Yes. It's a nice sentimental episode. Yeah. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. If you're lucky, you'll see him again.
Yes, which you will.
So this has been Sabotage.